Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter, at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We back at it, episode 11 of Sean Walker Show for you today, talking about two wins coming off Albany State and Benedict and Gainesport Valley. Got a big game tomorrow at Fairfield and Miles College there. Fred watching those guys do a great job over there in the SIAC West. We're here with Coach Sean. Now, Sean, my brother, how you doing over there in Columbia, my guy?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Excuse me, I lost my voice, but doing pretty good. You know, had a pretty good weekend, so just getting ready to get back in the saddle, trying to get refocused.
I know that's right, now, Sean. I know last time we left off, you played Albany State there, man. So let's start there, man. I know you won that game, but things in that game, you really didn't like about that game. Was giving up 28 free throws to your six and all the fouling that was going on, and just knowing that they missed free throws could have been a different result, unfortunately.
Yeah, Albany, you know, that's our first trip down in Albany and the Fort Valley area. And we're very, very, very knowledgeable that it was going to be an extremely tough game. Albany had lost that night nine games. They were the nine-game losing streak. And We had a difficult time stopping them. Of course, they have a couple of great players. Their point guard, Hodier, I think is how you pronounce his last name, really caused us a lot of problems. And we fouled excessively. I didn't even realize the free throw margin was to that extent. So that means it wasn't like that we didn't foul. But we were very fortunate to win a tough road game. It's difficult to win on the road in this league. That was a game that we really needed to win to stay off the bottom of our side of the league. And fortunately enough, we were able to do it.
No doubt. And that was their senior day, too, a crazy crowd. So you guys persevered through all that, knowing that was a senior day for them and all that kind of good stuff. But also, in that game, you got rebounding by 14, 38-24. So I know you are big on rebounding basketball. I know it's something you talked about this year on the show. But going to winning that game, 14 rebound advantage, which also helped you as well against a team that's going to the line, like Albany State was.
Yeah, well, you know, we put them on the free throw line, so there's not a lot of offensive rebounds for them to get. And, you know, the rebounding margin was unique because we shot, I believe, over 60%, almost 60-plus percent from the field for that game. So the game seemingly was an offensive game. We didn't miss a lot. When we did miss, we were able to rebound it some, and we put them on the free throw line. So anytime that we out rebound people, that's a bonus because that's one of the deficient areas that we do have.
No doubt. You see, you shot the ball really well, 62.7% here. Three guys in the double figures, and talk about that offensive output. We know it ain't gonna be that good every night, but just maybe keep it in the 40, the mid 40s, the 50s, and getting guys going offensively within the flow and be able to run your stuff where you want to run your stuff is very important as these games become more important this last stretch here.
Yeah, well, you know, offensively, we're a pretty efficient team when the ball moves and the ball is shared. And as I call it, the ball has energy. We truly play by committee. We have three or four guys that are averaging 9 points between – actually, we got six or seven guys averaging between 7 points and 9 points. And so – you know, when the ball moves and it's shared and we're doing what we're supposed to do on offense, we could be a pretty potent team. We normally shoot about 43-44% on the year. This game, we shot 62%. That says volumes about our execution on that day. And even more particularly when we didn't get to the free throw line an enormous amount of times.
No doubt. And also Fort Valley, I know that was another tough game up the road from Albany out there. It's away in Fort Valley, Georgia. I know a guy from Swag Montez and those guys, man. I know that game really feels like a game you should have won, basically been up by 6 minutes with 50-some seconds to go. And I know we talk about this year a lot, man, trying to close out games. And I know that I know that pissed you off a lot, knowing that you had a chance to close that game out up there at Fort Valley.
Yeah, Fort Valley, this game was a real heartbreaker. It makes a coach try to figure out why you got in the coaching business. And it felt like that for some days. We were actually up 5 points at the free throw line, missed a chance to go up six with 32 seconds on the clock. Went down the floor, gave up an uncontested layup within 4 or 5 seconds, threw the ball in bounds, you know, got fouls, go to the free throw line, make one of two. Come back down the floor, miss a box out. They throw the ball back out, hit a three, up one. Come down the floor, get fouled, miss two free throws, lose the game at the buzzer. So that was a devastating loss and an important game for us. That game would have been a game that could have propelled us, you know, in the top three teams on our side of the league here. But it wasn't meant for us to win. And I tell you, Fort Valley shot the ball. They made 12 three-pointers against us. That's something that does not normally happen against our team. They could have beat the Boston Celtics that night. And although I feel like we should have won, Fort Valley did a phenomenal job staying the course and finishing the game.
I know that's hard for you too, man. That's when you shoot 51% from the field, 38 from three, and come out on the wrong end of the game. Because I just look at the stats of it, man. Look, yo, it's like, you know, I know what you mean, man. Because I looked at it, I was like, it hurt me. You know what I'm saying? When I looked at it, it hurt me.
Yeah, for us, you know, we shoot 50-plus percent I mean, obviously that's a good road trip for offense. But both of these teams shot over 40%. I think Fort Valley that night, if I'm not mistaken, shot almost 50% from the field.
They did, yep.
Yeah, we're not going to win games like that. We gave up 80 points. We're not going to win games like that. We're not going to outscore people. We've got to stop people and then, you know, execute on offense. So those numbers are good numbers on the offensive side. They look attractive. But on the other side of the table, we're giving up too many points. Esprich had 33 points. He scored all 7 points in the last 32 seconds. We didn't do the job on defense. And obviously, man, you got to make free throws at the end of the game. You got to just secure the ball. And you still have to defend until the game is over. You know, like we're watching the clock, hoping that the clock goes down. And, just something that's happened to us all year. And unfortunately, it happened to us again last week. And, you know, we have to bounce back.
Yeah, you know what, Sean? It's kind of, it's like you said, man, it's like we got to get young men to realize do what works, you know? if we got a plan that's working, stick to, let's not deviate, and let's not let the game play us. So let's play the game, you know?
Right.
But I think that, you know, as these games become more important, hope your young men can see that, hey, we have a winning formula here. Coach Walker's giving us the right things we prepared with, the right schemes. We're doing the right things. We just do the right things and control what we can control, like making our foul shots, blocking out, you know, assignment discipline. We'll win games. Danger's coming, this tournament coming up here in Savannah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, this last week let us know that when we execute and when we play and do the things that we're supposed to do, we're super duper close to the top. And when we don't do those things, then we're very much so close to the bottom. So my team is at a happy balance. I won't say we're in the middle. I'll say we're either playing well and we can play at the top of the league, or we're playing horribly and we'll play at the bottom of the league. The only thing that's unique about my team is we'll be at the top of the league for 15 minutes and be at the bottom of the league for 30 seconds, and that 30 seconds will overwhelm the 15 minutes. And so that's a major problem. You never know when that's going to happen. And so I like this group because we are resilient. We have adopted the idea of being coached and being pushed and being edified at the same time. And so because of that, we're able to kind of bounce back from some of the things that we are unable to do well and figure out how to bounce those things out to be able to come back and do them well.
Speaking of bouncing back, Sean, you know, you went with Benedict on the other week. You know, it was a bad game for you guys. It's like a game was got away from you. But coming to your place, man, a place where Allen has not beat Benedict in years, you know, it was a tale of two halves. So the first half was like one defensively, something you would love. Second half kind of a tale of two halves. So it's kind of about how that game went down for you guys. The first half had his own story. Second half had his story. But, you know, ultimately, you all came through and got the victory by 10 points.
Yeah, the Benedict game seems to be a big game around here for obvious reasons. They're right across the street from us, and they have been a perennial power. Back in the days when they became Division II, Fred Watson took over the program. They won championships. Coach Maddox is over there now. I have great respect for him. He's been there a few years now, and he's trying to get over the championship hump, but they're legitimately, in my opinion, the most talented team top to bottom in this league. Great players inside and out. They've got a couple unsung heroes over there that I think would be all conference players on other teams in the league. And just a big game. So, you know, I can't really call it a rivalry because I know that that Allen had not beaten them in a long time. The history says, the history that was done here said 1986 is the last time. Now, since we promoted that, there's been people that have said, oh, we beat Allen, we beat Benedict, you know, whatever. And I'm saying, all right, if you did, tell us when it was so we can get it right. Nobody seemed to come up with the fact of when they did that, but we do know there has been it's been a good time, a long time, and So now we have to be able to make it a rivalry by winning some. All right. 40 years is a long time not to beat one school. And so bringing that back full circle to the game. First time we played them, we weren't ready. All right. The emotions of the game overtook us. You got to play, you got to prepare and attack every game in the same way. Benedict got up almost 24 in the first half. I was not pleased about that at all. I don't think there's a team that should get up on us 24 in one half. So that spoke to our competitive spirit. I challenged our players with that. Basically, if you don't plan to compete, don't show up, because we win, lose, or draw, you got to go out there and compete. All right. First half, we played pretty well, and I think we slowed Benedict down. The game was at our pace. They're ranked 20 in the country, man. They're going to come back. All right. They're going to come back. And they actually did and took the lead. And they had the lead for about 20 seconds, maybe. And then we came back, took the lead again, and held it. So we controlled the game for the most part. They're so explosive, very difficult to stop. Great players. We were very, very fortunate to come out of that game with the win.
No doubt, if you've been year one, winning against a ranked team like Benedict, right across the street for you, man. How was the alumni basically hitting you up, man? I know Jasher was happy as can be, probably, man. So talk about that piece of it, man. How important it was for Allen University, not just basketball, to get that win and galvanize the fans the way y'all did on Saturday, man.
It was an important win. I can't say that it was not. What I've tried to impress upon the young men in the locker room, that game is important, but not more important than any other game. All right. Mm-hmm. We didn't win the national championship. We didn't win SIAC championship. We did overcome a hurdle that we should be proud of. The tag on Sunday was Allen upsets Benedict. All right. And this has become big news. So now, in my competitive spirit, we need to get to the point that it's not an upset, all yes. right? That it's not an upset. Like, Allen is a viable program. We are vital. We are a program that has a level of vitality and an opponent that can win every game that we play, opposed to no matter who it is. I remember going in the grocery store when I first got here in the Columbia, and a young lady was checking me out at the food line and talking about, oh, you and Allen, y'all suck. You guys. I said, oh, you must go to Benedict. So that's good, clean fun moving around. And now, we won one game. As far as I'm concerned, we're 1-1 now in Division II era. All right. In our Division II era, this is the first time we're 1-1. We got to get to a point where people expect Allen to be able to win and beat Benedict consistently. And maybe we're not there yet, but we got to be on the way.
You're definitely moving the cheese, though. Like, you only been in Division I 3 years since 2021. So now here you come in year one, 14 wins. We know we could be even more than that. We both know it could be more than 14. Right. You know, some things go our way here, you know. So we know that as well. So we know the cheese is definitely moving. And like I said, so, I mean, you're doing a hell of a job. I tell you that. I want people to realize you're doing a hell of a job year one. Just make a turnaround from where you was to now. So you're doing some work out there, my good brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I say I take credit for everything that's bad. So when we lose to Fort Valley, it's my fault. When we lose to Tuskegee, it's my fault. When we lose to Lane, it's my fault. Benedict blew us out. Clark Atlanta blew us out. I'm taking all the credit for that. And when we get a big win like we did Saturday, man, I got some good players, man. These guys are really buying in and doing all the things that I asked them to do. And so all the successes in the program are completely about the kids and young people, and that's the way it should be. This is their time to be able to celebrate an accomplishment that they had the opportunity to create for themselves due to their hard work and ability to be. To be directed, and that's a bonus for them.
And you know what, Sean, from being around your team against the Clark game until the improvement I've seen just from that Clark game now, man, and you and I both know what we did in locker room. So it's like the fact that those young men took the coaching, took it to heart, and have actually went to work and actually besides the Monday game that we just discussed at their place, you've been in every game. You know, you're doing playing the right way, trying to do things the right way, and trying to make the mistakes, do not make them the same mistakes over and over again. So I feel like since that Clark game, it's a turning point for you guys where your young men decided they want to be coached. They want to be better, want to make some of the seasons more than just, you know, they be what it was.
Yeah, well, we'll see when we play Clark again next Saturday. We'll be thumping us again. But, you know, I am proud of this team, man. I mean, we're not the most talented or gifted team every night, all right? But I do think if there was a statistic for play hard, that we would be right at the top, maybe even more so than some of the teams that record-wise are better than us. And so, you know, we've never stopped playing. We don't display an attitude of being defeated. These young guys now believe that they can win. So beating a Benedict is important. But now we got Miles, and Benedict's over. All right, we're going to travel today, and then we got to come back and play Clark. All right, and then we got to come back and play Morehouse. All these teams at 20 wins and at the top of the league. So the Benedict win, I think Benedict is 20-5. All right, we're tied with Benedict on our side of the league for kind of like third place. We're trying to wedge ourselves. So we're playing at the very top of the league and in a lot of ways in the top of the country. We get a chance to see what we're made of here over this next week, and then seeing, well, I don't even know what the tournament bracket would look like or whatever the case may be, but you know, our goal is to finish this regular season plus 500. We need to win at least one more game to do that. We'll be 14-14, but we need to win one game to assure that. And we've done well. These young guys have done well. You know, we've, in my estimation, man, we've given away at least four games. And I'm talking about giving them away. And so we very well could be at almost 20 wins ourselves. So I'm happy for our young people. I mean, again, all the credit goes to them. And we're going to see if we prepare them to get ready to go play another tough week of basketball at the top of the SIAC.
Yeah, the tournament goes like, it's like the 1 and 2 seeds get a double bye. It's like the top 3 seed, then it's like 4 or 5. And like, so that's how it goes. So it's right. Going to be a 3 seed to get against a bye. But it's going to be like you play West 7 versus the get.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be. So if you in the top 3, or at least the top two, you get double bye. Right. 3, you don't get either 6 or, you know, something like that. So that's how it works. But yeah, man, like,
we'll see where that goes for us, man. You know what? For us, it don't even make a difference. Every game gonna be hard.
Yes.
You know, we play team number 52. It's gonna be a hard game. So you know, it doesn't really. I mean, it matters. We certainly don't want to see anybody from my side of the league in the top 3 or Miles. Or I don't see anybody. I don't see any of the teams in the league. I mean, Central State, we played Central State. They're in last place on the other side. We beat them overtime. So it doesn't even matter.
Like, man, they get to Savannah. It's 0-0 gets an opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's it. Man. It's just done. All the games are going to be hard. So it doesn't even matter.
Yes, indeed. You know what? I'm looking forward to being down there, man. I hope it's like CIAA, but I doubt it is.
Yeah. I'm not sure, you know, what the environment will be like. I just know that none of the environments are good in tournament play if you don't win. So
yeah.
We have to prepare ourselves. We're doing everything we can to get ready for that experience, though. Like, you know, we're watching practice time and watching, you know, what we're doing in practice. We took 2 days off after we played, came off the road with Fort Valley. I practiced 1 day, got ready for Benedict. Practiced 2 days, got ready for Benedict. 1 day was just time and score because we bombed it. And then we played Benedict Saturday and took Sunday off. And I'm going to walk through today before we get on the road. And then we're going to do something tomorrow morning. So right now it's about managing, you know, injuries, because that is also another thing, man. Teams are going to win the championship. It's got to be healthy and fresh and ready to go. So that management piece at this point is super important too.
No doubt, brother. So hope we have a great week, because we know you got three big games this week. When we talk again next Tuesday, man. So let's pray for that best, man. Claim it now, man. Have a great week and get ready for this last stretch here, my good brother.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, man.
No doubt, folks. It's Sean Walker. Sean Walker Show, episode 11. Check out LNAU.com and check for these young men playing their asses off for this team, man. So let's get it going.
Fantastic. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.